I may not have the money to pay the people, but I know I got some favor that God has already met them down there. So when I get there, I can tell them, the lady, look, I don't have shit. Say, I understand.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ain't God good? Somebody tell me, say, I'm fighting. Somebody say, I'm fighting. Let me let's close this message out. Look what happened. Look what happened, y'all. He says, now I'm going to pause for that 13th verse. I know some of you might not know what parchment means, but he's full of the Holy Ghost, what I'm calling.
Yeah.
He's full of the Holy Ghost, Brother Stevenson. But he said, bring me especially my parchments. That means my Bible.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't hear that. I'm going to read it for you. It says, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carnes. That means his coat and all his cane and stuff, because Paul got to be a little old now. But he said in Timothy, he said, when thou comes, bring me thee.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart. About the man
Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, will you stand with me as we read the scriptures together? We're living in perilous time that just keep coming back. Amen. I preached that, amen, message twice in the last couple of weeks. Amen. And just keep coming back because we live in terrible times. Amen. We live in a time where all manner of sin are being committed. Amen. And therefore, we should do what the scripture is about to tell us to do. St. Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37. Read. You know not what time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at the midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. And what I say unto you, I will say to all, watch. You may be seated. Amen. What I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. Amen. Saints used to sing a song, amen. Watch ye therefore. Ye know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. Amen. If you are laboring, striving for the right, you shall wear a golden crown. That's if you are watching. Amen. If you're watching, you got to be in the right spirit. Lord, help me preach. To watch. The right spirit to watch. Amen. If you are not conditioned, amen, it doesn't make any difference how long you sit there at the window and peep out. Amen. If you are not right, if your mind is not right, if your heart is not right, amen, praise the Lord, just watching is not going to do you any good. You need to watch the signs that's going on around you. Amen. There is a lot going on around us that lets us know that we're living in the last days. Praise the Lord. every day you live, you're getting closer to the end. Amen. So if the end time is 1,000 years away, how's that going to affect you? Well, your end will come whenever death comes for you. So if the world continues to go on 1,000 years, it's still over for you. And whatever condition you were in when you died, Mother B, that's the condition you're going to be in when Christ comes. Or don't believe what these folks say. Amen. Praise the Lord that you can live any kind of way and die. Amen. And then we can pray you. Oh, Lord. We can pray for you. Amen. You go to a place. Amen. And we can pray you out of that place into another place. The devil is a liar. I ain't read nothing like that in the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there would be a lot of folks that would go to heaven because we would continue to pray for our children. Well, amen. Amen. But we have sense enough to know that, amen, the way they die, that's the way they're going to face God. I don't see how folks can even entertain certain things, amen. Praise the Lord. Why would you even allow it to affect your mind when you hear stuff like that? Amen. The Bible tells me, amen, that they who are dead, when Christ comes, when the first trumpet sound, they shall get up out of the ground. Amen. And those that yet remain shall be caught up to meet him. Now, how in the world are you going to be changing? Amen. The only thing that's going to change, amen, praise the Lord, is you coming out of this flesh and going into your glorified body. But whatever condition you are in, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about, amen, whatever condition or whatever relationship you had with God. That's what I'm talking about. That will not change. If you did not have a relationship with it, it's too late to get a relationship. Amen. See the signs of the times, wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Look like we just can't stand not to be in war. Even when we don't need to go to war, we go. We just seem to like to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. But those signs around us. Amen. Earthquake in diverse places, in different places in the world, places where there have not been an earthquake. Amen. Floods. Amen. In Los Angeles, they almost would count the number of days that they would have rain. Now it seems like it rains every day out there. Hey, anybody know about California? Yeah, sunny California. They don't call it sunny California for nothing. The sun seemed to shine there almost every day. But now they're having rain, they're having floods. Hillsides being washed away. Amen. Hurricanes and more hurricanes. We certainly can be witness to that. Amen. We have a meeting scheduled on Thursday morning to look at Hurricane Katrina and Rita in this area. What we did and how we did it and how we can do it better the next time we have a hurricane. And they tell us, amen, that this year could be worse than last year. That's scary. Are you listening, saints? I said, that's scary. Because Rita just missed up by, oh, Lord, help me. It was close. It was close. We had some damage, but the damage could have been a lot worse. Oh, Lord, help me here. Amen. Marrying and giving in marriage. Amen. Well, they've been married for a long time, but now we got these funny marriages. Men marrying men. Women marrying women. How can that be a marriage anyway? Amen. The definition for marriage is, amen, the the marriage between a man and a woman. But now they've changed that. Amen. So I guess Webster gonna have to rewrite his book. Marriage. Amen. The Bible tells us that man will become more wicked. Well, we can see that around us. Wicked men, wicked women. Amen. All kinds of wickedness going on around us. I'm still with the subject. Amen. My text says watch if you don't forgot it. Amen. I want you to watch. Amen. Praise the Lord. We spend too much time watching one another rather than watching the things around us. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. You need to watch. Open your eyes and see what's going on around you. Children, amen, praise the Lord, disobedient. There are areas, amen, close around us where people are afraid to live because people are breaking into their homes day after day. Banks and stores being robbed, amen. Usually you hear one store being robbed, amen, maybe one. Now they robbed the same store, amen, twice in the same week. It's terrible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Parents against the children. How in the world can a mother mistreat her children? Just decide I've had enough and kill the children. My God. Amen. Men walking away from their families. Amen. Talk about it's too hard. You should have thought of that before you brought them children into the world. I didn't know it was going to be like this. A lot of things you don't know about life. Amen. But you need to be ready and prepared to do whatever is necessary to take care of your family. My God. Fathers raping their own children. It's going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Little girls being raped in school. Parties going on among teenagers. And all of them getting drunk. Amen. The drug of the day is crystal meth. And I understand that you only have to use it one time and you're hooked on it. Sister Judy and I watched the program on television the other day where a man, Lord help me. Amen. Said because of the drugs, he could not get enough sex from other men. I know y'all ain't ready for me today, but I got to preach the word. Amen. Some folks are afraid to preach the word. But the word of God has to be spoken. And I'm hoping that you will listen today. Amen. Just watch all of the things that's going on around you and you will know that the end has to be near. Mother B, I said a few days ago, I said, if Jesus don't hurry up and come, what's going to happen to man? See, because the old folks, Mother, Sister Mosby, taught me that God would not allow man to destroy himself. That's what they taught me. Amen. Well, if that is the case, then I know that Jesus is coming back soon. Because man seemed to be intent on destroying himself. Christ was warning us about his second coming. And he had not been to the cross as yet when he talked about this. Amen. Let me back up just a little bit and show you some of the other things that Jesus said was going to happen in that 13th chapter. He said, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And then he went on to say, you're going to be hated. Why? For my sake. I hope y'all ready for that. Are you listening? I say, I hope you are ready to be hated for the cause of Christ. I talked about it in Sunday school this morning about being boastful. It's all right to give your testimony. But you really don't know what you'll do under pressure. Oh, Lord, help me. If somebody were to walk in here right now, amen, with a 30-30, and say, everybody in here that believe on the name of Jesus, stand up, and I'm going to kill you. I wonder how many folks would stand up. Oh, I know that a lot of you say, I know I'd be the first one to stand up because I love Jesus. Easy for you to say with your mouth. Or find out where your heart is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, you just dropped this in my spirit. I got to tell them. Listen to this. Listen to this. There is a country that hates Israel. Israel is supposed to represent Jehovah God. That country wants to destroy Israel. If that country, Ella Brown, destroys Israel, who do you think is next? Huh? We said that Abraham's blessings are ours. Yes, sir. We said we are the children of Abraham. If they destroy Israel, don't you know America is next? Look at somebody and tell them, watch. Oh, somebody's asleep, but you better wake up. Time to watch. The signs of the time. See what's going on. Open your ears and hear and know that the Lord is nigh. Jesus said, that the Son of Man was like a man going into a far country. Amen. I'm leaving, and I'm leaving everything in your hands. Amen. The porter, or the gatekeeper, or the doorkeeper, amen, is to watch, make sure that no thief will come into the house. Well, don't you know, amen, me, as a man of God, has to be on alert because the enemy will come in and steal God's people. Therefore, I have to be on watch. Amen. I have to watch to see whether you're really who you say you are. Huh? Yeah. Your ways and action. I know you tell me that you still saved. I know you tell me, amen, you still love the Lord, but I'm watching your actions. And sometimes they just don't show it that way. Amen. When I see you doing things that is contrary, amen, to what I teach, then I know you're not who you say you are. Amen. You make it difficult for me to stand here if you're lying. Oh, Lord, help me here. Huh? And you're lying right there. And you want me to preach your funeral. I've always said, I don't have no heaven to put you in and no hell to send you to.